Thank you, Jimmy and Sharina. What a great song. What a great song. Our God is greater. He's greater than this virus. He's greater than the problems that we're facing right now. We just need to keep faith and to be encouraged. Cheryl sends her love today. She and I are doing doing well at home. We're like you. We're staying home kind of locked in. But she sends her love to all of you. We miss you. We can't wait for the opportunity to be together in God's house and worship together. But until then, we're going to stay in touch this way. I'm getting a lot done. I'm watching a lot of episodes on Hallmark Channel and learning to love then calls the heart. And don't criticize me for that, okay? I'm also learning that I don't know how to cook, but I'm watching the cooking shows, and I'm learning a lot. I don't know if Cheryl will still let me cook or not, but anyway, all joking aside, though, we're doing well, and we appreciate each one of you. I want to share a message that the Lord has put on my heart today from Luke chapter 4, the first 15 verses. I won't speak long today, but I do want to share this. I began to think and pray all week about the message and had a couple of different veins that I wanted to go on, but I couldn't really tie anything down. But then I began to think, the Bible says that Jesus was tempted in all ways like we are, yet without sin, and that we preach that Jesus knows what we're going through. And I began to think about a time when Jesus was isolated like we are. And I thought, when Jesus was sent into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit after his baptism, he spent 40 days alone in the wilderness. 40 days, one version says, with the wild animals. The Bible says the angels came to minister to him after those 40 days. He didn't eat anything. He was alone at night in the cold of night and the heat of day. He knew what social isolation was, if you will. I mean, he just didn't have anyone around. We know that the Heavenly Father was with him, but he went through that. And at the conclusion of that time, the devil came. The devil came to tempt him. And he resisted the devil. He rebuked the devil three times, and he did it by the Word of God. And so I want to read that passage real quickly with you. And if you have your Bibles at home, I want you to take an opportunity maybe to open them up or your devices or whatever. It says, then Jesus, this is Luke chapter 4, verse 1. Then Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days he ate nothing, and afterwards when they had ended, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. But Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Then the devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, all their authority I will give you and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I will give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours. And Jesus answered and said to him, get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Then he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And Jesus answered and said to him, this is the third temptation. He said, it has been said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Now when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. And that's all I want to read just now. But Jesus was isolated. And yet in that time of isolation, I believe that God was preparing him for an incredible ministry that was about to happen for the next 3.5 years. And I believe that right now, even though we are isolated from our family, friends, and one another, I believe God is preparing us for something very powerful if we'll just believe the Lord for that. I believe there's a harvest that's coming, and this has been reiterated through these last weeks by many, many voices throughout the world and the church world, etc. But let me just take a moment to lead you in these three areas. The first thing that the devil said to Jesus in verse 4, or verse 3, he said, if you're the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. He prays upon the need that Jesus had. It was like Jesus didn't have bread for 40 days. But Jesus said to him, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. The first thing that I want to encourage you with today is to keep reading or listening to God's word. Don't give up on God's word. Every day, whether it's through your iPads or your iPhones or your Bibles or whatever it is, spend some time in God's word. Let your children spend some time in their children's Bibles, in God's word. We need to keep reading and listening to God's word. Maybe you have it recorded and you can listen to it. The word of God is going to strengthen us. The word of God is going to encourage us, and the word of God endures forever, the Bible says. And I believe that that is one of the keys to, quote-unquote, surviving through this time, is to keep the Word of God in our hearts. So, keep reading or listening to God's Word. The next thing the devil did in verse 7, he says, if you worship me, all will be yours. I'll give you all of this. Because the enemy knew how powerful worship is. The next thing that I want to encourage you to do is to keep worshiping. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. If it's important to keep reading or listening to God's word during this time that we're really isolated from one another, it's also important to keep worshiping. And to keep prayer in your homes, to keep music flowing in your home, good gospel music, videos maybe on that you have, or television programs that are worship teams are leading worship or whatever, online or just wherever you can find it, your iPad, put on some music and just begin to worship the Lord. And it might be awkward at first. Maybe you're not used to doing that, but just take some time, sit down, with a cup of coffee or a donut or whatever you have, and just begin to listen to worship music and begin to worship the Lord and to adore Him and to love Him. I'll tell you, that will strengthen you. That will encourage you. It'll encourage your children. Sing some children's songs with your kids. Maybe some of you remember some of the old kids' songs, and sing some of them with your kids, and that'll be a worship time with them as well. And we do appreciate our children, and I know that you know, you're cooped up, and it's hard, and the kids can't get out and do what they'd like to do, but it can be some fun time. So, number one, keep reading or listening to God's word, and then number two, keep worshiping, because this will put the enemy at bay. And then the third temptation that was given to him was all power. I can give you all power, and if you'll just fall down. And Jesus answered, and this is verse 12, it has been said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. What Jesus did there was resisted the devil. And I think that's the third thing we need to keep in mind this morning, is that we need to keep resisting the enemy. Now, the enemy is going to lie to us. I was thinking about this on the way into the church to record this message this morning. The devil is not, he didn't obey the governor's order. He didn't obey the president's order. He is not isolated to one place. He didn't just say this morning, well, you know, I'm not supposed to go out 6 feet apart. I'm not, I guess I'm just going to have to, you know, go to my place of my abode and stay there till this is over. No, he didn't do that. He is working double time, overtime, trying to discourage, trying to give people false hopes and trying to tell people there is no hope. Christians, we must keep resisting the devil. We need to keep reading the word. We need to keep worshiping the Lord, and we need to keep resisting the enemy. The Bible says, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And we need to resist fear. I heard on the news this morning, one of the major leaders of one of our states in our nation said, there's two things gripping our state right now. One is the virus. The second is fear. And I thought, boy, that is of the enemy. Fear is of the enemy, and he's trying to make us afraid. But we don't have to yield to that. We can resist the devil and not be afraid, but rather have hope and that God is going to see us through this. Also, resist doubt. Because sometimes when we're isolated, when we're kind of in a situation where we wonder if anybody knows what we're going through, we begin to doubt our faith in God, doubt the abilities of God. But I want to tell you, reading the Word, worshiping the Lord, and resisting the enemy will help us defeat doubt and confusion. There's a lot of confusion, a lot of misinformation going on out there. Don't let the enemy confuse you. God is in charge. He loves you. This didn't catch him unexpected. He's going to work all things together for him, his good. I know our hearts go out to those that have been afflicted by this virus, but I want you to know this, that above everything else, when it's all said and done, I believe the kingdom of God is going to be stronger, not weaker, when this whole thing is over. And then finally, this resist the sense of feeling down, the sense of feeling down. Winston Churchill called it the black dog. He was referring to his feelings of despondency sometimes, even through that blitzkrieg that he was going through in World War II, where the future of England hung in the balances. He fought with the black dog, as it was. And some of you may be feeling down. You may feel like, I just need to give up. The devil said, in this last one, he said, if you'll just jump off, that God will catch you. But Jesus says, you're not to tempt the Lord your God. Jesus resisted the devil. But what the devil would like to say to us this morning is jump off into doubt, jump off into despair, jump off into depression and discouragement. But I'm saying to you this morning, don't jump. You stand your ground and you resist the enemy. Instead, if you're feeling that way, call somebody. Call a friend, call a relative, call one of our staff members, email someone, send someone a text, say, pray for me, or give them a call so they can encourage you. Contact one of our church staff so that we can pray with you and encourage you as well. And then finally, the Bible says in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding. We don't understand everything about this right now, but trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. So finally, I want to read verses 14 and 15. I didn't read those yet, but I want to read it. After this third temptation, it says, then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and news of him went throughout all the surrounding region, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. I want you to know we're going to be together again. We're going to be together again. There will come a moment when this quarantine will lift. We'll be able to be in church together again, and we will be there in the power of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus left that wilderness, he was empowered, and he went out, and the next thing he did was took the scroll of Isaiah and said, the Lord is upon me, and he's anointed me, and powerful things begin to happen. And I believe when this thing is over, we get back together again. We're going to rejoice. We're going to laugh. We're going to certainly pray for those who were affected by it. But I believe in the power of the Holy Spirit, we're going to see an outpouring of the Holy Spirit like we've never seen before. That's what happened when Jesus came out of the wilderness. I believe that's what's going to happen when we come out of this wilderness as well. So we love all of you. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this live stream. And let me just pray for you. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for the power of your word, for the power of worship, and for the power of resisting the enemy. We thank you, Lord, for each person that's watching this right now. And maybe by chance there's someone watching this broadcast or will who does not know the Lord as their Savior. And to that person, I want to say this. God loves you, and he died for you in the cross. And you may be fearful, you may be afraid, but I want you to know you don't have to be. You can turn to Jesus. Simply ask him. Say, Jesus, come into my life. I need you as my Savior. Forgive me of my sins. I need you as my Lord and Savior. Pray that prayer, and Jesus will do exactly that. And so, Lord, thank you for everything you've done and for victory that we're going to have and that we already have in Jesus' powerful name. Amen. Amen. We love you all. God bless you. Have a great day.